Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on a football Friday, of course we're going to talk football, but we have got to start with the NCAA tournament, a couple of classic games in the Sweet 16. We actually saw old school and new school basketball all in one night. We'll explain. We're going to get the very latest on the Lamar Jackson drama. We've also got some news and notes from around the league, including Jimmy Garoppolo not being able to catch a break when it comes to Tom Brady. Could Ezekiel Elliott piss off Cowboys fans? We've got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've got some over-unders, and you in or you out. It's a Friday here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
In the sticks.
Come on, Sticks.
Throwing 60 down to one wizard.
Yeah. Wave it over your head. T-shirt helicopter. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Spun out your wheelhouse, a hubcap. What's that?
I was going to say that. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. No Brady Quinn. He has boycotted the show. He has said,
don't, bro, stop, start rumors, man.
He has said he refuses to do the show until everything is in the exact colors of South Bend, Indiana, and the campus of Notre Dame. He has hit up. It is a big dispute through his contract, agents involved. It's getting nasty. And so until this gets resolved, unfortunately, he's not going to be here on the show. We're hoping to have a resolution over the weekend, and he'll be back Monday. But he's adamant it's got to be Golden Domer approved and a look-alike Golden Domer facility in order for him to show back up to the show. So that is the speculation out there. That is what I've heard when I've talked to people. So there's that.
You want me to give you my best Brady impression?
What's that?
Jonas, why are you always making things up, Jonas?
Okay, here he goes.
Here you go, Jonas. Like here you go on one of your Jonas Knox tangents, and you're just like, you just make things up. Was that good?
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
Can I give you mine?
Yeah, cool. Give it to me.
Hold on.
Hold on. So what you're saying, Jonas, is
the best is when we'll be talking to like Albert Breer or Petros and Brady jumps in with a hold on, and LeVar and I just look at each other and go, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Let's have it.
We are off and running. Yeah, but we are off and running on this Friday here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Brady will be back next week. Don't worry, everybody relax. We're having fun here on the show.
There you go.
The way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever you are making us a part of your Friday. We appreciate you doing so because we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. obviously a lot to get to with what we saw. A couple of classic college basketball games last night in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, man.
But first things first.
First things first. Come on now. You know what it is.
It's a Football Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friday night is a Football Friday.
Hammers.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Football Friday. Jackhammers. Sledgehammers. Hammerhammers. Yeah. Hammers everywhere. Hammers everywhere.
Oh. Yeah, it is a Football Friday here on FSR. Always plenty of room for football and plenty of time to get into football. But man, oh man, did college basketball put on a show last night. Thank you, Russ. By the way, good to hear from Russ. He just is recovering from arthroscopic surgery on his knee, so it's good to hear from Russ.
I thought you were going to say on his ego. Huh? That's interesting.
Well, I think that that went under – he was under the knife for about 17 weeks last year. So
damn.
This is a postseason.
Oh, it's postseason. Oh, carrying all that ego.
Yeah.
Needed.
By the way, is it fair to say that that might have been – now that we're on the topic, is it fair to say that might have been – the worst debut of a big-time quarterback acquisition in the history of the NFL?
I can't think of one off the top of my head that fell as flat as that one. I can't. But I'm certain there is. I'm certain he's not the worst.
The only one I can think of was Jay Cutler's first year in Chicago when they traded all that capital to bring him to the Bears. And, you know, he didn't play well, but that team was also, I don't think anybody expected all of a sudden they were going to be a Super Bowl team. They were talking Super Bowls in Denver and they were awful.
Oof. That's a long way away from a Super Bowl. And why is everybody jumping on his wife, man? Like, I don't like.
What do you
there's
mean?
Just certain things that bother me. Well, not literally. But,
oh, I know. I'm saying. What,
yeah,
I didn't
not
know
literally.
They, I didn't
but
know they
were
going
figuratively
after.
Speaking. Oh man, like Jason Whitlock, Marcellus. There are a couple people. Like I guess because of the outfit that she wore to the awards ceremony.
What the hell was wrong with that outfit?
I mean, I guess they thought she was like doing it for the streets. You know,
Well,
I don't know. I thought it was a little bit of out of pocket for my peoples to do that. And I saw a few other people, you know, kind of saying, like, what's wrong with Russ letting her do that? Or this is a sign. This is the handwriting on the wall. I don't know. I'd be down with that, man.
Okay. You know? First off, if it was his daughter, I get it. It's his wife. If she wants to go out and dress a certain way, who cares?
Okay. But let's just say it's his daughter. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of out of the jurisdiction of the media to go after
family members. That's fair.
If they're not hurting anybody, like, they could just really be into fashion. You know, like, and I know people are saying it's like symptoms of society now, the way that, you know, things are done and, like, the emasculating of men and all kinds of stuff. Different. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. Anyway.
Here's
shouts out to Russ and Sierra, yeah, man.
Here's a reality.
Football is football.
Give Russ a hard time for how he played football
wise. He did not miss off the football field.
Absolutely not.
He did not. Russ, you did not miss.
Multiple time Super Bowl winner when it comes to what happened in his personal life, because that is a full fledged, five alarmed rocket ship. And
I'm lying. I've seen her in person. She's better looking in person than she even is on like pictures and videos and stuff. Like, just, you know, you did well, Russ. And,
yeah.
You know, anyway. Yeah. So back to what you were talking about.
Huh? So just defending Russ.
Arthroscopic surgery. Yeah.
He's recovering and he'll be full participant when training camp comes around, but participant.
Denver.
Last night, and let's start because there's plenty to get to, but Kansas State, Michigan State was fantastic at Madison Square Garden.
I'm just glad Michigan State is out.
Oh, come
tomorrow.
On. You take out Tom Izzo and the Spartans like that.
I just didn't want to have to deal with Plex gloating tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think
about that. Because we lost. You know, we lost, so we're out. We're
I didn't
home.
Think about that.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about Oregon State with TJ. So, you know, I hate that the Big Ten took an L, But I'm happy I don't have to deal with Plex wearing his green and talking trash about Michigan State basketball.
Which, by the way, he is all about Michigan State. He loves to proclaim Michigan State.
He's a Michigan Stater.
Yeah, he's a Sparty through and through. But they come up short. Fantastic game. Goes into overtime. Kansas State advances in the East region last night. They're the 3 seed. I think the expectation was that they were going to win. But the story of that game is Marquise Noel, who's becoming a star in this tournament, a tournament record, 19 assists. And I'm trying to think, because he really stole the show from a passing standpoint. And I'm trying to think, when's the last time a player in college basketball was the star in an old school, traditional point guard way where he just facilitated the basketball, got guys open, got them buckets, and that was really the story of the game. Like, I'm trying to think when's the last time.
Because that's Tyus Edney.
Yeah, like, that's old school. Like, you could say Lonzo Ball, to a certain degree, was a phenomenal passer at UCLA. That was always the strength of his game. His shooting was always, you know, a little bit of his detriment. But he could really facilitate the basketball. Not like this, though. This guy's on another level. And I don't know what it looks like in the NBA. He's 5'8".
Chris Paul?
Yeah, maybe. But I think Paul offensively was still a little bit more polished than Marquise Noel. Like, he is phenomenal. And just the fact that he's doing it on this stage, I think, just speaks volumes to who he is as a player. I mean, the no look, like, he's talking with the coach on the sideline and acting like they're arguing over a play and throws an alley-oop. And at that moment of the game, unbelievable performance. It really was a throwback, old-school basketball, seeing a point guard control the game.
Ramil Robinson.
Passing. Yeah, and you got to go all the way back for that. We don't see it anymore.
Sherman Douglas.
I remember Sherman Douglas. Syracuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember Sherman
Greg
Douglas.
Anthony?
Yeah, maybe something like that. But it's been a long-ass time since we've seen somebody do it that way. I guess the comp would be a team in the NFL who just runs the football and keeps running the football and doesn't give a rip about passing the ball. They don't give a rip about trying to go aerial like everybody else in the league is doing. They're not trying to go run and gun. It's just old-school basketball, and it was fun to watch and fun to see that it actually still works, especially at the college level.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good time.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
They were some good games, man. They were some good games. And, you know, I haven't felt like I was all the way excited about March Madness for a really long time. I watch out of necessity. I don't watch out of the joy of it, like the total jubilation of what you feel when you watch the NCAA tournament. But, you know, this one has been pretty, you know, exciting. It you see some young stars out there. You see the parity is what I keep hearing and what I was feeling when I'm watching. And the conversations have ensued in other shows, other forums, as to when you look at how this tournament is playing out, you get an entertainment value that you generally just you can't achieve in college football. And to see, you know, schools that don't have the name recognition, you know, the size and stature of some of these major programs out here, yet and still those 12 guys can go out there on the court and on any given night can win.
Yeah.
And I find that to be pretty, you know, just watching it. And that's how it's been through the years. But it seems like, I mean, doesn't this year seem like more so than you've ever seen that teams that are supposed to win or be dominant, they lose?
Yeah. I think the separation and the gap between teams is just not what a lot of people I've seen in the past, where you don't have a dominant team. You don't have a team that's just going to run away with it. You know, Houston, Alabama, they've been consistent and great all year long, but it would not shock me if Miami beat Houston. I mean, I know it's a long shot, but it would not surprise me. Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be a shock to me. So, and it's one of the reasons why I wish the NBA would do shortened a series to start off the postseason. The 7-game series, it's great because the best team wins every time, but from an entertainment standpoint, Man, a lot of times those games early on in a seven-game series are blowouts, and teams just mail it in because they realize, well, you know, we got a few more games to play with. If you opened up the first round of the NBA playoffs and say you didn't want to do a one-game playoff because all the revenue from the playoffs and hosting playoff games, if you opened up the first round of the NBA playoffs and imagine the 1-8 matchup is all of a sudden a three-game series, if the 8 seed, which we've seen many times over the years, wins that first game, now all the pressure is on the one seed to have to go out and win a game. It's win or you're done. And I think if you added that to the NBA playoffs, you could get a little bit of a feel that you got from the NCAA tournament. The problem is the money involved, the TV deals, it's never going to happen.
Well,
so,
and legacy, though. Because I think to put that on a different era of players, it calls into question how their legacy will play out. If these guys, if this group of guys for all these years have had that opportunity to, you know, get it done within seven games, and now it's a one night. I agree with you, though. I mean, I think the stakes would be so high, but I just
Dikembe
think legacy
Mutombo,
play.
Remember Dikembe Mutombo laying on the floor in Seattle, putting the basketball
the
over his head?
Because
they were an 8 seed that beat the 1 seed Seattle, and the way they were able to do it was a 5-game series. Remember back in the day, the first round of the NBA playoffs was a 5-game series. If that's a 7-game series, they're probably not winning that, but it was a shorter series, and they were able to pull off an incredible upset
I mean, that's... Yeah, I could do lesser of a series. I wouldn't say go one and done.
Yeah, although I know, I think absolutely not.
Although I think it would be dope as hell if you did a
awesome.
One and done.
Would be awesome because all of a sudden there ain't no load management. That's gone.
No load management.
Like
no load management.
Like somebody gets their kneecap ripped off. They'll duct tape it to the side of their head and then go out there and finish the game. Like if you want that NBA back, make it a one game series to open up the playoffs in the first round.
Or at least best of three.
Yeah,
or maybe in the early rounds you make it best of three.
Yeah,
you
know? it would be fun, but
that'd be interesting. I do think that would be interesting.
That would be a good time.
Yeah,
that'd be a good time. So last night was a good time in college basketball, and we're going to be having.
What
a good
if you
time
added
here.
Best of three to the final four?
I think it would take away from it.
Mm.
I think the one and done, like winner take all, you know, sudden death feel to the NCAA tournament is what makes it great.
But a lot of people say that the best team always wins when there's a series. Not always the best team that wins single games is the best team.
Yeah.
They were just hot at the right time.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't know. I mean, I don't know where people fall on that, but you know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, people will find something to bitch about.
Always.
This day and age. By the way, something you can't complain about. Dollar Shave Club, because you're still overpaying for a razor in this economy. Gross. Dollar Shave Club. You can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available to store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. We're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've also got some over-unders. We're going to have you in or you out, a Friday edition, and it's all yours, a three-hour extravaganza here on FSR. But we do have somebody who has been warned. They have been warned by an entire league. This is a star player who's been given a strict warning by an entire league. We'll tell you who that is coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Mr. Mujo and Birdo. Huh. Why are you whispering like that, Jonas? Whoa.
Oh, man. System of a Down's best song, Spiders, and it ain't even close.
You're in on this.
Shout out Glendale, California.
And Hollywood. I think they're actually from Hollywood. I think that's where they grew up, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You guys are in on this?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Great song. This actually might be, Spiders by System of a Down might be in my top five all-time any song.
It's a great song.
Wow.
Just outstanding. Just, it's so good. Huh. Just grabs you. It's gripping. You know?
That part is they don't play it in their concerts enough.
Yeah, that
this sounds
me
nothing
off.
Like the genre of music that Lee and Todd like, though.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
I'm just saying it's a little different. This is a little darker.
If somebody put this on their phone at the Jimmy Buffett concert, there'd be four incidents of cardiac arrest.
Yeah. It's a little, like it's a little harder core than that music.
They'd run out of chest paddles. At a Jimmy Buffett concert.
They need recharge.
We need recharge over here. We need recharge.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. By the way, coming up in a little over about 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, this is not a good look for several fan bases in the NFL. Find out if one of those is yours. That's 20 minutes from now in another edition of In Case You Missed It. But we do have the latest twist in the saga in the NFL that does not seem to be going anywhere. I was wondering who's going to take over the mantle of and take over the throne of most discussed storyline in the NFL this offseason. I thought for sure it was going to be Aaron Rodgers. And then Lamar Jackson stepped in and said, hold my beer, and said, I got this one. Don't worry, everybody. So here's the latest speculation and the latest twist in the Lamar Jackson saga. The NFL sent a memo out to all 32 teams saying that a person who's not certified by the NFLPA may be contacting teams on Lamar's behalf. And under league rules, obviously, teams can only speak to Lamar Jackson because he does not have an agent. So Lamar Jackson speaks for himself. And when he speaks for himself, Lamar Jackson does it via Twitter. That is how this works nowadays. So based on the report where Tom Pelissero of NFL Network pointed out that the gentleman who was doing the reaching out to generate and spark interest in an offer sheet, Ken Francis,
is a hustle man.
Yeah, he's a Florida man, most recently was pitching a home fitness invention. He now is trying to negotiate a 9-figure contract with NFL teams who are being told they're not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent. That from Tom Pelissero, to which Lamar Jackson replied, stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me, with a couple of laughing emojis. And that's fine. Maybe he didn't try and negotiate, but it still doesn't mean he didn't try and reach out to generate interest, which you can't do either. So it does feel like this is now entered into the realm of weirdness, and it just gets a little weirder every time that there's a new twist on the tale.
Yeah, but not only is it weird, but I just don't like the tone of all of this. Tom Pelissero, like, that's shade.
Oh,
the way he's reporting
him.
It, that's 100%, shade, man. He's shading it. Yeah. And I feel like this is going down a lane where you're taking a pure football player. This is as pure a football player as you will get in 2020s and throughout history. He's just a football player. The kid loves to play ball. And that's his thing. He wants to compete. He wants to be with his teammates. And I think that should be stated, right? Because now we are starting to get so far removed from who Lamar Jackson is, and it's starting to be replaced with shade, with almost like a character assassination.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like is taking place right now. It's almost like people are making it seem like this Florida boy is basically he's dumb.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't like all of a sudden this brilliant young man, like, I never heard of a dummy being a NFL MVP. I've never heard of it. Name me one dummy. Because even the degenerates weren't dummies. They were just degenerates. So to me, to now start, and it's so sports. It's so sports media. If an athlete does something that's out of the norm, if an athlete does something that people don't quite understand what their approach is, the first thing to do is to condemn and to kind of assassinate, make fun of. It just, to me, I feel like this storyline is becoming disturbing.
Yeah.
You said weird, and I think weird is a good word. Disturbing is the one that comes to mind for me.
It's you know what it is? They're mocking Lamar Jackson, and I get it. Like, Tom Pelissero, and this isn't a direct shot at Tom Pelissero as much as it is, you know, several people who cover the NFL. There's a lot of NFL kiss asses out there. That's just a reality, and they're going to defend the shield no matter what. And look, we've been accused of that at times talking about football on this show, and that's all fair. The part that, to your point, that is a little bit obnoxious is the idea that everybody knows that Lamar Jackson, if we want to score how this is going in the negotiation, everybody knows that Lamar Jackson's losing. He doesn't have the leverage. Baltimore's got all the leverage. We all know that. We don't got to sit and poke fun at him and poke fun at every single aspect of this whole thing. He's trying to get a deal for himself. it's not going well. He's made some mistakes across along the way, and he's still trying to figure out how to get the deal he wants, and he's undermanned against an organization, a team, and now a bunch of NFL insiders who are covering this. The idea that everybody wants to go ahead and pick on the quote-unquote, you know, undersized or unarmed man in this whole situation, that's the part, to your point, I agree with. It feels like we've ventured into that realm, and I don't know why.
It's
like,
turned into personal. Yeah, it's not business.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing it. I really don't.
Talk about the business of it. And if you don't have the facts of it, like, don't be a I was ready to get dumped on purpose too. Don't be that person. Like Tom Pelissero, for you to write that, like, you're that person. Like, you're what's wrong with media. When you write something like that, you put it out there like that, that's what's wrong with media. Is you're throwing out things like, oh, well, last week he was pitching a home fitness device. Now he's trying to negotiate a nine-figure deal. Like, that's, you sound like a pompous ass.
It's snarky.
It's snarky, all get out, man. It's snarky. It reeks of elitist. I don't like it at all. I don't like it. It does not serve a purpose. Like, if we want to keep talking about what the developments are in terms of, is somebody talking to Lamar Jackson and his camp? Like, to now make it into, let's attack Lamar Jackson, let's attack Lamar. Like, it's so effing lazy is what it is. You're lazy. You're lazy reporting. It's lazy coverage. It's so easy to sit there and say, oh, Lamar doesn't have representation. Lamar has, like, let me ask you this. On everything, and I'm curious because, you know, maybe I could be off. But if Lamar Jackson has an agency that's representing him, a major agency, a major agent, do you think Lamar Jackson is in a different scenario with his contract situation, trying to get a more guaranteed money or a higher contract or just as high as Deshaun Watson? Go, I'll wait.
Yes, I believe he's in a better spot. I still don't know if that means that he would get more than Deshaun Watson.
Tell me how he's in a better spot.
He's in a better spot because I feel like an agent would be able to offer up some sort of advice going through these negotiations. He would be able to offer up, you know, we could add on years here, we could tack on this here, we may not be able to get you the dollars here, but we could negotiate this.
From a
personal standpoint, I feel like, as you pointed out, that would be the cartilage between him and the Ravens, and I don't think that it would take on this tone of contentiousness like it has.
See, to me, I think it takes on contentiousness regardless. And everything that you just stated is all geared towards Lamar. Not one thing that you stated was geared towards the franchise. Not one thing. And so to me, when I'm looking at what's taking place here and how it's playing out, this is exactly what it has become about Lamar. Shift the focus, move the goalposts. It's not about the fact that Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson. Today.
Oh, 100%.
Lamar Jackson, like, everybody, for some strange reason, now all of a sudden Lamar Jackson's play is declining. Now Lamar Jackson is a liability because of his style of play. Man, it plays out all too often when a guy, like, to me, if he has an agent, in that agency, a reputable agency, and he's asking for the same exact thing that he's asking for, sure that agent can provide the cartilage. Sure that, which is the separation between player and organization. Sure that agent could sit there and talk to the franchise and see how close they could get it to the number that Lamar wants. Sure he could give advice to Lamar Jackson. Nobody's going to dispute that a reputable agent can do all of those things. But the bottom line here is they do not in Baltimore want to pay out a guaranteed contract. And seemingly they don't want to pay out a high number of a contract. So to me, The bigger conversation here that seems to kind of be fading away, because now we have totally focused in on an assassination of Lamar Jackson and who he is and his ability to make decisions that are proper for his career. We're not looking at where the focus really should be, which is you have an elite franchise quarterback that is basically being devalued in front of the entire country, in front of the entire football community. That is the ground basis and the premise of why this continues to be a conversation. They could have put a contract out there by now that could have been, you know, acceptable by Lamar Jackson, and so could another franchise. Another franchise could have done that as well.
Oh, but if Baltimore looks at, like I think everybody, and this is how I look at, the Deshaun Watson contract as the exception, not the rule, I can't blame Baltimore for not wanting to give him that deal. That's why I pointed
out. And if I'm a player, I can't look at Deshaun Watson as being the exception to the rule. Aaron Rodgers, okay. Patrick Mahomes, okay. Hell, if you want to throw out who Dak Prescott, okay. But Deshaun Watson?
I agree. That's why I said, look, we can point fingers at Baltimore and maybe their handling of this, it can come into question, and we could point fingers at
but
Lamar
nobody's
Jackson.
Attacking Baltimore. But how many reports from Tom Pelissero have you seen attacking Baltimore or Brashadi? How many people are attacking him? How many people are attacking these other teams?
First, Baltimore's gotten criticized. They have. They've gotten criticized, but in recent days, it feels like all the focus is gone over to Lamar Jackson. I just think lost in all of this, outside of these two parties involved, is what the hell was Cleveland doing giving Deshaun Watson that deal? That's the issue.
But they did it.
I get it.
They did it. They did it. And have you heard anybody from Cleveland say, oh, man, we shouldn't have did that? I haven't heard any reports.
Well, no, they're still bitter that they lost the Browns to Baltimore. What are you talking about? I mean, listen, they're focused.
Well, they
on
got
that
them
stuff.
Back now. I'll tell you that. Ha! Now we got all that pressure on.
They really did, by the way.
Take that pressure.
They really did. Oh, you want to take our football team?
We'll ruin your AFC North hopes.
And they big banked them. They went all in at a poker table, and now Baltimore's going, wait, hold up. Hold on a second.
Hey, while you BSing, that could be like a real funny type of angle here. Like Baltimore, like Art Modell picked them up and took them to Baltimore, and all these years later, we spoiled the relationship between the best thing that's happened to y'all since Ray Lewis in Baltimore.
The revenge of the Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
They finally got it.
Finally got it.
You know, we can't win a Super Bowl. You know what we can do? Ruin their relationship with their franchise quarterback in the organization.
And a divisional opponent, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so funny. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. So we have ourselves information. We have ourselves a study that has been done. And it is a bad look for several fan bases in the NFL. Find out if one of those is yours next.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. Yuckity, we do have a potential addition to a great rivalry in the NFL. We'll tell you what that is, again, a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, want to let you know we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Good morning, fellas. In case you missed this, an interesting study has been put together ranking all 32 NFL fan bases based off of how negative they are on social media, that being Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit. Averaging out the level of negativity from all these fan bases, it might surprise you who's at the top of this list. That being the Minnesota Vikings. 20% of their social media responses and activity is negative. Rounding out that top five, you'll find the Bengals, the Ravens, the Lions, and Panthers, all above or hovering around 12 to 20%. And then it might surprise you who's at the bottom. Jaguars at the bottom, only 3% negative.
Because they don't care.
Yeah. I mean, they're just happy the team hasn't moved to London yet.
No, they just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No, and they are joined there also by the Colts, Bucks, 49ers, and Saints, all below 6% negative on social media.
All right, so can we, like, diagnose why the Vikings fans might be upset? What are they angry about? Is it Kirk Cousins?
Well, they're Vikings.
He's not that bad. That's true. They do have that Viking blood.
Yeah, you got that Viking blood.
And also, they're probably pissed because that mascot, Ragnar, I think they got rid of him a few years back, so he's no longer at games.
Is that one of the greatest Viking names ever of all time?
Ragnar.
Ragnar.
Yeah. pretty great.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. So the Vikings, I mean, Bengals fans, I think Bengals fans are number two on this list just because they're usually just ripped. I mean, they're supposedly, they drink more than any other fan base. Shout out to our fine folks listening in Cincinnati.
I'm Utrecht, son of Utrecht.
What?
I'm Utrecht, son of Utrecht.
What did you just say?
You don't know about that.
I do.
Who? Utrecht.
Never heard of him.
Son of Utrecht.
No, I don't. I don't know about that. Okay. I'm not familiar with that. Baltimore fans being third, that makes some sense because they got problems. As we've laid out, and then you got the Lions. Yeah, they are seemingly pissed off. Where are the Commandos, by the way? They seem like they would be high.
They don't care by now.
They're about middle of the pack. They're at 15, just next to the Raiders. About 10%.
That's about right.
10%. How about that, LeVar?
They're so closely related. They share a ranking. They share John Gruden. My bad.
Come on.
My bad.
I can't send an email.
Is it too soon?
Yeah.
Is it too soon?
Can't
all
send
right,
an email bad. without getting shamed for it. That's terrible.
My bad.
So, yeah, that's – listen.
Right around 15.
It's middle of the pack with the Rams and the Raiders. Mm. Kansas City's at 21. Yeah, what do they got to be pissed off about? They should be dead last. I mean, come on.
Dead last.
Yeah. But it's the Jaguars and the Colts. So good look for the AFC South.
The Jaguars. I mean, they finding things to do in Duval.
Yeah, they are.
They had to care about them to begin with. I mean, you could tell by Bocelli just now getting in and Fred Taylor still not in that they just don't care about football there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Wait till you see what Berto said, because Berto doesn't care about this show right now.
oh, geez.
We got
something going on.
Oh, we got a lot going on. We got a lot going on. That's,
yeah, the tube. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Lee, what else
you
got?
Guys, speaking about negativity specifically from the Ravens on social media, Marlon Humphrey took after Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard showing off his 20-year-old Chevy Tahoe. A lot of fans happy with how humble he is, still driving his old first car. Marlon Humphrey going on social media saying, this is actually just dumb based off safety and upgrades alone since 1997.
Man. Come on.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
My car is almost 20 years old.
Still got my first car.
LeVar takes the
some
private
because
jet.
Of necessity, some because of they want to.
Yeah.
That's all I say.
I'm a hoarder.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.